If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In 1968, director George A. Romero released his debut feature, Night of the Living Dead, which would go on to be hailed as one of the greatest horror films ever made, and created the modern zombie genre as we know it. However, due to a title change just before its official release, the film's distributor accidentally deleted the copyright notice on the film. After its release in cinemas, Night of the Living Dead immediately went into the public domain and became one of the most remade horror films in history. Hi, my name is V. Jamine, and I am the host of Bead vs. the Living Dead, which is a podcast that takes a comprehensive deep dive into the many remakes, re-edits, reimaginings, homages, unofficial follow-ups, spin-offs, and more to the 1968 horror classic across all areas of media. Each episode, I'm joined by a special guest to discuss one or more of these versions of Night of the Living Dead. If you're interested in learning the complete history of this public domain side of Night of the Living Dead, you can find Bead vs. the Living Dead on all podcast services such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you're a fan of George A. Romero and his Dead series, this is a podcast you don't want to miss.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Thank you all for tuning in to another thrilling episode of Mystery Frequency, an anthology radio show created for the Sci-Fi Network, showcasing stories written by J. Michael Straczynski. Today's episode, the 2000 series, City of Dreams. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out Volumes 1 in the archives, and also let me know what you think about it through the comments on Spotify, through my email, or social media. All those links can be found in the description. And while you're there, if you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to follow, review, and rate. All of that is free to do, and it really helps out the podcast. And with all that, please enjoy the show.
Archaeologists believe the City of Dreams is buried beneath the ruins of Machu Picchu in South America. Ask an anthropologist, and he'll tell you the City of Dreams is somewhere in the Australian outback. Its precise location encoded in the low moans of the didgeridoo, waiting for someone to decipher it. Some say it's in Arkham, Massachusetts. Or hidden in the secret network of tunnels under Moscow, whose existence is denied to this day. But I'm here to tell you the truth. You want to know where the City of Dreams is? Look around. Pinecrest Cemetery on the edge of town has been in business ever since the Civil War. It's a friendly, peaceful place.
Hey! I see you there! Hang on, I'll be right there. Yep, here we go.
The man with the golf cart, the Mario Andretti moves, and the lust for life is Jackie Clay, caretaker. One of those rare individuals who goes through whatever life throws at him with a smile and the perpetual belief that somehow everything will work out in the end. Even in the City of Dreams.
Well, hey there. Hello.
Hi.
Well, it's 2 o'clock, so you must be Casey Giller. Unless my watch is fast, in which case I apologize in advance for interrupting your meditations.
I'm him.
Well, that takes a load off my mind. So I guess you can take a load off your feet. Hop in, I'll give you the grand tour.
Thanks. You must be,
Jackie Clay, head caretaker. Used to be just caretaker until they hired you. So I get a de facto promotion for a little while at least. Next thing you know, they'll be giving me my own private parking spot. Hang on and welcome to Pinecrest Cemetery.
It's pretty here.
Yeah, it is that. One of the oldest cemeteries in the state. We got some folks been here over 100 years. The rows back that way are the new ones. You'll find most of the older folks in the plots nearest the front gate. I like to think of it like a tree, with people instead of rings. The further in you go, the more years you peel away, walking further and further into the past.
You make it sound like a campground.
Oh, do I? I don't mean to. It's better than a campground. No ants. Plenty of uncles, though.
Listen, I just want to say that I really appreciate you taking the time to show me around like this.
Oh, forget it. No big deal.
It's just, I thought, at first I figured things might be a little tense. I mean, seeing as how they hired me to replace you when you retired.
Why should I be upset? One thing you learn working around here, when a man's time comes, it comes. But you don't hurry it either. One of these days I'm going to retire, but not for a good long time. Meanwhile, I'm glad for the help. Well, now, would you look at this? A bunch of trees fell off during the night. Just totally covered Mrs. Castell's tombstone. Here we go. Must have been that wind we had last night. Got all over your stone here, didn't it? Well, no problem. We'll get these branches out of your hair in a jiffy, Mrs. Castell. Can't have folks not knowing who you are now, can we? There we go. Nice talking to you, Mrs. Castell. You have a nice day.
Excuse me, but were you just talking to,
Mrs. Elizabeth Castell, born July 13, 1927, died December 1, 1958. Yeah, she's a fussy one, all right. Likes everything just so. Won a beauty contest in 1946. Never got over it, if you ask me. Well, now, we better get over to...
You talk to all the folks down there?
Yeah. You got something against dead folks?
Well, no, I just...
Casey, let me tell you something. I've been walking God's green earth for 53 years, and in all that time, I've only had one rule. It's a rule my father taught me over and over so I would never forget it. Just one rule, because if you follow this one, you don't need the rest.
This is the part where I ask you what rule, right?
If you're being neighborly, yeah.
Okay, so what's the rule?
Not exactly bursting with enthusiasm there, are you?
Well,
the rule is this. Be polite to folks.
That's it.
What more do you need? You take every rule ever written in the Bible or any other book like that in the world, boil them all down to the bare bones, and that's what it all comes down to. People talk about how the good old days were so much better. Well, what made them better was that folks, most folks anyway, were polite to each other. You want the good old days back? Say hello to your neighbor when you go out to pick up the morning paper. Be polite. Be kind. Doesn't cost anything. Be nice to folks, and they'll always be there when you need them.
I can see that with living folks. But these folks are...
Sure, there's 6 feet of ground between them and us, but they're still folks. As far as I'm concerned, there's no call to be rude to somebody just because they're dead. Just another form of prejudice, if you ask me. So, I talk to them. Makes me happy, and sometimes I like to think maybe it makes them happy, too.
That makes sense, I guess.
Well, of course it does. Now, come on, it's nearly time for lunch. I got a salami sandwich in the fridge, if you want half.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Well, I don't rightly know. Just a second, I'll ask him. Hey, Casey! Case?
Yeah.
Hey, Casey, you speak Spanish?
No. I'm doing pretty good just handling English.
Wait a minute. Let me guess. Let's see. Yep. Thought I'd find this. Fernando Estevez, born August 9th, 1944, died September 3rd, 1999.
I hear he moved here from South America just before he died. Didn't speak a word of English. He's always bothering Mrs. Castell about something or other. She doesn't know what the hell he's on about. So I thought I'd ask if you spoke Spanish.
Nope. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. Sorry, Mrs. Castell. No luck. We'll keep trying, though.
So what do you do when you got somebody in the ground who doesn't speak English?
I leave more flowers.
You really got it covered, don't you? Next thing you'll be telling me they talk back to you.
Well, who says they don't?
Okay. Now cut it out. Hey, whoa, come back here.
Yeah. You say something there, Casey.
Yeah. Okay, you got me. May as well reel me in the rest of the way. So what do they say to you?
Well, you know, dead folk. Not much new to talk about. Sometimes they ask for more flowers, or they tell me the ground's a little dry. A lot of them talk about the family and loved ones they left behind. And some of them get real curious about what's happening up here. Got a couple of real sports fans on row three. And one fellow who still can't believe we elected Ronald Reagan president back in 1980.
Twice.
Yo, I'd keep that to yourself if I were you. He's cranky enough as it is.
Get out of here.
Believe what you want.
Yeah, I'll do that. Starting to get dark. Probably should head home soon.
Yep. Hey, listen, I got some chili in the fridge. Got a friend who makes it up twice a year. Killer stuff. And some coffee and donuts in there somewhere, too. You want to share a bite before you head out?
I will. Thanks.
Great. Just one last stop to make on the way. Got to water Mrs. Sims' plot. She says it's getting dry. Won't take long. She's walking distance from the shed. There you go, Mrs. Sims. Hope that makes you feel better. What's that? Oh, you mean Casey? Well, he's okay. A little wet behind the ears, but I think he'll do just fine. Huh? Well, I'll be sure to tell him. Now, you go on back to sleep, Mrs. Sims. I'll see you in the morning. Come on, Casey. Let's get us some dinner.
Okay, Jackie. You can give it up now.
Give what up?
Trying to spook me. I mean, now you've had your fun, I just don't spook.
And I wouldn't dream of trying to spook you. Fact is, there's nothing spooky about this place. Just plain folks. Some of us are just a little louder than others, that's all. Here, have a seat. I'll put on the coffee and dig the chili out of the fridge.
Ah. Thanks. Who's that? In the picture. There on the shelf?
Oh, that's my son, Jack Jr. He just got out of medical school. 2 more years and he's going to be a doctor. First one in our family to finish college. He's a fine man. Good son. I used to take him on my rounds when he was just a boy. Got to know every name about as well as me. Then he'd get in this little pedal car I bought him and I'd pull him down the street to the ice cream store. Well, that was back when we still had an ice cream store down by Harvard Street. You wouldn't know it to look at it now, but this used to be a fine part of the city. It was clean, friendly, and folks were polite. Then the manufacturing company started closing down. All the work going south to Mexico or Taiwan or China. Folks started moving out, following work. Then the pushers and the pimps and the hookers moved in.
Yeah. I saw some of them working down Miller Street when I came here.
Yeah. That's where you find a lot of them. And I see others sometimes right outside the cemetery. Had to shoo a couple of them off just 2 nights ago. Anyway, after a while it got so bad, the folks who stayed couldn't walk safe at night. So more good folks moved out, more bad folks moved in. Only good folks who didn't leave are, well, beneath us, right here in the ground. Sometimes I think maybe that's why I still like it here. This place hasn't changed. Here, folks are still polite. Ah, here it is. I knew I'd find it. You like sour cream in your chili? Cuts the fire a bit.
A little. Yeah, thanks.
So, what makes a young guy like you decide to come to work at a cemetery?
I needed a job.
Well, there's all kind of jobs. You could be over at McDonald's flipping burgers. Why this job?
Well, I guess I was looking to work somewhere green. Somewhere peaceful.
You sound like a man who's seen too much concrete at his time. You want cheese and crackers with this?
Sure. Yeah, I guess you could say that. Came up from Atherton. Down around Crescent Road. 25 miles of concrete in every direction.
Oh, I know Atherton. Tough town. Hand me that spoon, would you?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks. Yeah, Atherton. You grow up tough there, or you don't grow up.
Exactly. So you'll understand why I'm kind of iffy on this whole polite theory of yours. Where I grew up, You don't turn your back on anybody. You don't talk to anybody, and you sure as hell don't trust anybody. Anybody I ever trusted took off and left me when I needed them most. You can't ever rely on anybody else to be there when you need them.
That's a hard way to live.
Beats dying.
Who says you're not already dead? Maybe deader than those folks out back. A man who can't trust can't live. And you can't expect anybody to be there for you if they don't know you, if you don't talk to them.
It works for me.
I suppose. But still, I...
What?
You hear something?
No.
I did.
Might have been the wind.
Well, maybe I better check it out anyway.
You want me to come with you?
No. Besides, it's pitch dark out there. Until you get to know the place, you have to be careful around here at night. You could trip over a tombstone, a branch, and... Oh, probably just kids. You keep an eye on the coffee and the chili. Don't let either one of them get too strong. I'll be right back.
Sure thing.
Nothing. Maybe he was right. Uh-oh.
Candle, that's you?
Quiet, man. Keep it down.
Hey, chill out, man. It's a freaking cemetery. Who the hell are we going to wake up?
Don't know. Don't want to know. Look, Randy, you got the stuff or not? I'm about ready to jump out of my skin. What the hell did you pick this place for the deal anyway?
Because I didn't want to be disturbed.
Well, ask me. Anybody meets in a graveyard is born disturbed.
No, see, you got a closed mind. Nobody alive's coming here after dark.
And nobody dead we got to worry about. Cemetery's like the safest place on Earth. You know, it's kind of like they say Disneyland is the happiest place on Earth. Well, this is the safest.
Fine, right, whatever. Come on, come on. Let's see the stuff.
Yeah, let's see some green first.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Got it right here in my bag. $5,000. Happy now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm one happy camper.
Jesus, stop it! What the hell are you whistling for?
Okay, man, don't move. Just put the money down and walk away.
Zach, grab the bag.
Hey, come on! What the hell are you trying to do? We had a deal, damn it!
Yeah, had. See, we're moving out and moving up. Need a big stake to set up a sweet little operation out by Chicago. But we came up a little short on the initial investment, you know? And your generous contribution will just about cover the balance.
No, man. You can't do this to me.
I don't move, man.
Now, this ain't right!
Yeah, what is? Next time you're in Chicago, look us up. Hell, we'll even give you a 10% discount.
I said you can't do this to me! Give me my money!
Wait, oh, get him!
Give me the
money! Well, look out, he's got a knife. Put it down.
No way, man!
I said,
no!
Put down the...
God damn it!
All right, check him out.
Is he dead?
Yeah. Yeah, Zach, he's dead.
Oh, yeah. Picked the right place for it, that's for sure. Okay, let's get this stuff in...
What the hell? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Over there, somebody saw us.
It's the goddamn caretaker. Get him!
What about you?
I'll wait by the main gate. Ain't no other way out of here.
That way, he's headed for the shed. Circle around him.
Hey, Jackie, what took you so long? I was getting, you know...
Come on! We gotta get out of here. We got trouble.
I'll call the cops.
No time. Come on!
What happened?
I think it was some kind of a drug deal. Went bad. They killed him.
Oh, Christ! How the hell do we get out of here?
Well, main gate's the only way. Fence is too high everywhere else. And they got razor wire. Keep out the wrong sword.
Didn't work too good this time, did it?
Well, stay close. We'll get out of
here. Over here. There they are.
Ah! Oh, Casey! Casey!
Damn it!
You've been shot! Oh, we have to stop.
No, no, no. I'm okay. Keep moving. Don't stop.
All right.
PJ, you get him? What do we got?
Two. An old guy and somebody else.
Damn it.
I think I clipped one of them.
You see where they were going?
That way. Probably headed toward the main gate. But with Randy there, ain't no way out that way. Come on.
Oh, I think we're clear for a second. Oh, let me see.
Don't.
Oh, man, Casey, you're hit bad.
It's okay.
Oh, I'll be all right. Just go on. I'll catch up.
Not a chance.
Look, it's the only logical thing. It's what everybody else would do.
Yeah, well, I didn't grow up in your part of town, okay?
Then you're an idiot.
Maybe, but I got used to it. Come on. Just lean over me like this.
No. I'll just pull you down.
Will you, for 2 seconds, just shut up and hold on? That's it. Now we're moving. Just a little further.
Stop.
What's the matter?
Hold it. Look. They got somebody watching the front gate.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Come on. There's only one other way out. There's a hole in the fence out back, covered with ivy and stuff. It's a mess, and it's way on the other side of the cemetery. I didn't want to risk being exposed out in the open that long, but...
I can't make it that far.
Yes, you can.
No, I can do it. Go on. Don't worry about me.
No, damn it, I told you you can't do that. So just don't ask me, you hear? I'm not leaving you. We'll just rest a minute, that's all. We'll rest, and you'll be up and around in no time. You can do it.
Yeah, sure. It looks like I may end up getting on here permanent earlier than I thought.
Now, you stop that.
You know, all this time, you're the first guys ever been polite to me. Ever treated me like I was something other than in the way. Funny. I had to come all the way to a place of the dead to find it. Promise me you'll come round and talk to me once in a while. Who knows? Maybe I'll even talk back.
Don't you talk like that. I won't have it. Casey? Still alive. Barely. Don't you dare up and die on me like this. I won't have it. Oh, God. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Maybe he'll talk back, he says to me. Damn it, Casey. Truth is, the dead don't really talk back to me. I was just playing with you, that's all. 25 years talking to them folks, I never heard a word back. Right now, Lord, I wish I did. I could use all the help I can get. Casey, I'm going to go back the other way and get help. You just... wait here. You'll be okay. I'm just going to go get help.
Did you see anything? Not yet.
What the hell was that?
Earthquake?
We don't get earthquakes around here. Come on.
Watch it.
Hold.
Please.
It's okay, man. I got you.
You okay?
Yeah. Damn near fell in that hole. Who the hell digs an open grave and just leaves it like that? No markers, no cones. A guy could get killed.
Hey. AJ?
Stupid caretaker, son of a...
AJ, that hole wasn't there a minute ago.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, it wasn't there. And that one over there, that was solid ground 2 minutes ago. And something else, both these got tombstones already on them.
Yeah, so?
So they don't put the tombstones up until after somebody's buried. So these just opened up.
You're crazy, you know that? Now come on!
Oh. Where is it? I know the opening's around here somewhere.
Hold it right there, old man.
Oh.
Turn around. Slow.
Look, please. I didn't do anything.
I'm going to teach you not to put your nose in where it don't belong.
Oh, wait. Don't you. Don't.
Ow. What the hell?
You're not wanted here.
Put down that broom, lady.
Didn't your mother ever tell you not to point? No manners at all.
Hey, lady. Screw you! AJ, she's just standing there. You missed.
I didn't miss.
I swear, I didn't miss!
God
damned!
Oh, now, we'll have none of that language either. And I'm not that old lady. The name is Castay. Mrs. Elizabeth Castay. Over there behind you, that's my husband, Hamilton.
Why don't you give me that gun?
Nothing! This didn't even slow him down, man!
Just a sec. These guys are dead. Look at him. Look at that suit. He's covered in dirt and crap.
That can't be.
You know, perhaps we should take them home with us. Help them to learn some proper manners. What do you think, Hamilton?
Well, I think it's a right fine idea, Lizzie.
Get away from me. I'm out of here, man. Run for it.
Oh, no, you don't.
Hey, stop. Let me go. Put me down.
Sorry.
Zach, help.
Not a chance, man. I'm out of here.
No.
You're right, Elizabeth. No manners at all.
Mrs. Castay?
Oh, now don't you worry, Mr. Clay. You've always been good to us. Now it's our turn to be good to you. We'll see to these hooligans. Come on, Hamilton.
Yes, dear.
Holy moly.
I gotta get out of here, man.
Zach, slow down, man. You got him?
No, they got him. They got AJ.
Who got him?
Dead guys. I swear to God.
All right, we're not leaving until we take care of that witness.
I don't care. I'm out of here. It's locked.
What do you mean locked? It was open a second ago. What the hell is that?
It's them, man. It's them.
Those people. There must be 100 of them.
They're dead. And so are we if we don't get... Oh, my leg! He reached right through the dirt. He's got my leg.
Well, looks like we found us Johnny Wells.
I'm going to have to tell the general about this one.
Randy, help!
Let's see if this old musket still works.
Then I'm out of here.
Randy, wait for me. Let me go. Through the gate, man. Go over the fence. Over the fence.
They're coming.
Move.
Get in the car. Go.
They're getting close. We gotta get out of here. Come on, man. Come on. It won't start.
Police officer, step out of the car.
What?
I said step out of the car. You want to tell me what the hell's going on here?
I think I can do that, officer. But I need you to get an ambulance, please. Fast.
You just go on ahead in the ambulance, Casey. They say you'll be okay. Just lost a lot of blood. Yeah.
Hey, Jackie.
Yeah, Case?
You didn't run off. You didn't leave me.
Of course not. Wouldn't be polite now, would it?
I guess not. What about you?
Oh, I got some things here to finish with. I'll be along in a while. Now go on.
Hey, you sure you'll be okay, sir? I can call someone.
No, that's all right, officer. Now that you got those crooks, I'll be just fine.
All right. Must have been messed up on crack or PCP or something, that's for sure. Story they told. Seriously disturbed, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, good night, officer.
Night.
Anybody here? They're gone. Hello? Nothing. I must be just as crazy as they are. Losing my mind.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Jackie.
What? Can't be. Mrs. Castell.
That's right, Jackie. We're here. We're all here.
Yeah, and we'll always be here, watching out for you.
I don't understand.
Well, you cared for us, Mr. Clay. You watched out for us, talked to us. Even when we were too tired to answer. That's the thing about being dead. Things that happen in the living world, well, it really doesn't affect you like it used to, you know? It's hard to get motivated. But we always knew you were here. And we always listened. Every day.
Now, when we heard you were in trouble, well, how could we not do for you like you did for us? It's the polite thing to do. Isn't it, Elizabeth?
Yes. Now, you just go on home, Jackie, and we'll go on back to sleep. You ever need us, we'll be here.
Thanks. Oh, thank you.
Anytime, Jackie.
Anytime.
Should you ever find yourself in this part of town in the near future, be sure to stop by and say hello to Jackie Clay, a man who enjoys his work, a man to whom everyone is just plain folks. And we do mean everyone. Living proof of the power of a kind word to make friends and influence people, even in the city of dreams. The Friends of Jackie Clay starred Merwin Goldsmith as Jackie Clay, Chase Bartok as Casey Geller, Anne Bobby as Mrs. Castay, Christopher Burns as Candle, Todd Cummings as Hamilton and police officer, Ian Sheehy as Zach, Ross Stoner as AJ, Mather Zickel as Randy, and Kevin Conway as the narrator. The Friends of Jackie Clay was written by J. Michael Straczynski and produced and directed by Brian Smith, with sound design by John Colucci. Assistant director was Tony Daniel. Associate producer, Larissa James. J. Michael Straczynski's City of Dreams is a production of sci-fi.com's Seeing Ear Theater.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Oh,
Archaeologists believe the City of Dreams is buried beneath the ruins of Machu Picchu in South America. Ask an anthropologist, and he'll tell you the City of Dreams is somewhere in the Australian outback. Its precise location encoded in the low moans of the didgeridoo, waiting for someone to decipher it. Some say it's in Arkham, Massachusetts. Or hidden in the secret network of tunnels under Moscow, whose existence is denied to this day. But I'm here to tell you the truth. You want to know where the City of Dreams is? Look around. Gregory Ferguson's downtown office towers above 25 stories of glass and steel, filled with cubicles, conference rooms, drafting tables, elevators, two cafeterias, one with street access, the other limited to the executive staff, and 237 employees, all of whom exist in varying degrees of terror.
For the last time, it's not good enough. Would anyone here care to offer an explanation?
Well, sir, we...
For whatever consolation it may be, Mr. Ferguson, we were up all night working on the figures. This is simply the best we can do. Now, if you want it fast...
Yes, I want it fast, Mr. Allworthy. I also want it good. Those two terms are not mutually exclusive. If you're not capable of delivering what is needed when it's needed, then by all means inform us so that someone can be found who can meet his responsibilities. This is a $2 million account, and I don't want it blown. Is that understood?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
All right, then. Is there any other business to discuss? Hmm? Good. I'll see you all again tomorrow at 10. Mr. Allworthy.
Yes, sir.
A moment of your time. Shut the door.
Yes, sir.
You've been with the company for how long?
12 years, come next June.
When I acquired this company 2 years ago, it was in a state of complete economic stagnation. The profits were down. It was an easy target for takeover. I have invested a great deal of my time building it up. I do not wish it to fall down again.
Well, neither do I.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, a lot of people advised me to throw out all the driftwood when I came in, start over with a fresh new look, a new staff, top to bottom. I chose not to.
Uh-huh.
Because age doesn't bother me, Mr. Allworthy. Mm-hmm. I do not care if a person is male, female, old, young, black, white, yellow, or brown. Do you know what matters? Attitude is what matters.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what you want, and you have to really want it badly. Do you agree?
Well, I suppose that depends on what it is.
Doesn't matter. Fame, money, power, a good parking spot, the key to the executive washroom, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you want it. And you're willing to push, round the clock, keep up with the competition, and beat them at their own game. Speed, Mr. Allworthy, that's the key to the game. Hockey, to horse races, to high finance, speed is all that counts. I got where I am by being fast, faster than anyone else.
I understand, sir, though I don't know what this has to do with...
At this moment, Mr. Allworthy, you are a cog in my machine. Pleasant enough, I suppose, well-dressed. 50s, probably a good husband, though frankly it wouldn't trouble me in the least if you were a wife-beater or a gambler, as long as you kept it out of the office. All in all, a decent man, but nonetheless, a cog. The machine whose borders circumscribe your existence and mine must move as fast as it can. It doesn't have time for a cog that can't keep up. If it fails to do so, it will be replaced. Do you take my meaning, Mr. Allworthy?
Yes, sir.
Good. I will expect you to revise this report and have it on my desk by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
But, sir, it's already 5, and the first draft alone took us 3 days.
Is there a point Mr. Allworthy?
No, sir. It will be ready.
Excellent. You can go now. I'm looking for a reason to keep you, Mr. Allworthy. Please cooperate and provide me with one.
Chester? Chester.
Hmm?
I believe you're the man that ordered coffee.
Oh, please. You're a lifesaver.
You look exhausted.
I am. What time is it?
A little after 2.
Oh. God, why aren't you in bed?
Why aren't you?
Oh, I gotta get these reports done.
There's why? Just... Who says?
Liz, we've had this discussion.
Well, you can't keep pushing yourself like this. It's not good for you.
Well, Ferguson says...
Oh, that name again. God, how I'm coming to hate it.
He doesn't ask anyone to do anything he doesn't do.
Yeah, but pulling all-nighters? Honey, you're 56 years old.
Are you saying I'm an old man?
No, I'm saying you're a good man with a bad heart. A man I love very much, and I want you to slow down.
Yeah.
I don't care what Ferguson does. If Ferguson jumped off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff, too?
Depends on if there's money involved, if the board of directors thought it was a good idea, if
I thought you meant that, I would have...
Hey, come on, no, stop. You'll spill the coffee.
Well, it had it coming.
I'll be up soon, honey, I promise. I'm almost done down here.
Half an hour, then. No more.
Deal.
All right. I love you.
I love you, too. Now go on up to bed. I'll be there soon.
Half an hour. No more.
Yes, ma'am. Where was that budget folder? I had the figures for last March.
Chester? 6:30. Oh. Chester? Chester?
Hmm? What?
You fell asleep at your desk.
Oh, I did?
Well, look around.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm coming up to bed now. I'm just coming.
It's 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay. In that case, just let me take a fast shower.
No, you're getting at least another hour's sleep.
I can't. If I get a shower, I can do the last of this over breakfast and print it up before I have
Chester,
to go.
Chester, you're exhausted.
I'm fine, really. Just let me get to a shower and I'll be a new man.
I don't want a new man. I want you.
What?
Nothing. Go on. Take your shower if you have to. I'll put on some eggs.
Oh, great. Thanks. Come on. Let's go. Come on, baby. Turn over. Turn over, damn it.
Chester, what's wrong?
The car won't start. The battery's dead, damn it. Must have left the lights on all night.
I'll call AAA.
It'll be an hour before they get here. It's already after 8 o'clock.
Well, let me see if I can find a cab.
No, wait. There's the bus.
The bus? Chester.
It goes right by the office. I'll be there in 30 minutes.
No, you can't. You'll never get to the bus stop in time.
Watch me. Wait up! Hold the bus! Hey! Wait up! Wait! Oh, damn it! Oh, jeez. Oh, cat! Hey, taxi! Taxi! Oh, thank God. Downtown, fast.
With the West Coast reporting a 15% increase in sales for the last half of the fiscal year. This is only preliminary, of course. We won't have the final figures in hand for another few weeks.
Well, I'd say that was a pretty good start, though, wouldn't you?
Yes, Mr. Ferguson.
Well, Mr. Allworthy, good of you to join us.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Ferguson. There were some problems on the way and the traffic.
Yes, well, we were just concluding the meeting.
Concluding? Sir, I have the report you wanted.
I said I wanted it by 9 o'clock. It is now 9:20.
I got here as fast as I could.
Well, that's hardly my problem now, is it, Mr. Allworthy?
Well, you could at least look at it.
I don't think so.
I worked all night.
I'm sorry, but that's not my problem.
But, Mr.
Garibaldi, you will take over the MMPI account effective immediately.
Yes, sir.
But that's my account. It's always been my account.
Not anymore.
Oh, you can't do this to me.
What should I...
Make contact with East Coast. See to it that all paperwork is transferred to your office as quickly as possible.
I said you can't do this to me.
Mr. Allworthy, sit down.
I worked all night on that. Do you understand? I didn't sleep. I didn't even say goodnight to my wife. I worked hard on this account, and you're not going to take it away from me.
No? How's this, then? You're fired.
Well, oh, sure. Why not? You with your push, your hurry, 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 work until you're blue in the face and keep on working. You never wanted me to stay alone. You've been wanting to get rid of me since you took over. I've worked here for 12 years, and I've got rights, damn you. I'm a man, and I've got rights. You can't treat me like this. It's a... Oh, God.
Chester?
Oh, my chest. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I had a heart attack.
You let somebody get a doctor.
Oh.
Call 911, for God's sake.
Oh. Where's my husband? Chester!
Liz?
I got here just as fast as I could.
I'm sorry, Liz. I'm so sorry.
No, don't you say that. You're going to be okay, you hear? You're going to be all right.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No! No, God! No, God! No!
Yes? Come in.
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes?
Mr. Gregory Ferguson?
Yes. How can I...
Oh. My name is Elizabeth Allworthy. That was for Chester Mayfield Allworthy, a good and kind man who died today at 3:15 in the emergency room at County General.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. You're sorry! You killed him, you bastard! Why? Because he wasn't fast enough for you. Because it wasn't good enough that he gave this company the best years of his life. He had to do it by the clock or none of it mattered anymore. Do you know what it's like to have your life eaten away by inches by the tick of some damn clock? Because I do hope you find out someday. I sit and pray to God every night that you find out what it's like.
Mrs. Allworthy, I know you're upset, but I'm certain the company will make some provision.
No, don't you even say it. You and your company and your money are what killed my husband. And I'd rather starve to death than take one penny of it. Just don't you dare come to the funeral, Mr. Ferguson, because if you do, may God have mercy on you, because I won't have any.
Rest of time, a serious issue. We would appreciate your attending to this matter as soon as is possible so that we can move quickly. Awaiting your response, I remain, etc., etc. Do you have all that?
Yes, Mr. Ferguson.
Good. See to it that this gets faxed over to the West Coast by 2.
Yes, sir. Will there be anything else?
No. No, thank you. I suppose you went to the funeral the other day?
Yes, I did.
Damn woman. Coming in here like that, I should have had her arrested. Would have, too, under different circumstances. What right does she have to condemn me? Never mind. Old business. On to new matters. After all, I've got a schedule to keep. That's all. Oh, wait. I just had a thought about that second paragraph. Read it back to me.
Per your memo of 14 July, I am requesting further development on the project in question in light of new information regarding substantive changes in the allotted time frame needed.
Slow down a minute. Can you repeat that a bit more slowly this time?
Per your memo of 14 July, I am requesting...
Just a minute. Yes?
Do you have 4 o'clock appointments here, Mr. Ferguson?
He's early. Tell him to wait.
Mr. Ferguson, it's 4:15.
What are you talking about? It's... Oh, so it is. Guess the time got away from me. All right, give me a minute and send him in.
Do you still want me to read the letter back to you, Mr. Ferguson?
No, just type it and leave it on my desk. I'll look it over and sign it when I get a chance.
Yes, sir.
Could have sworn it was only 3:30. Oh, well.
Yes?
Send him in.
Yes, Mr. Ferguson.
Good evening, John.
Hey, Mr. Ferguson, how you doing?
Fine. Tired.
The usual?
Then make it a double.
You got it. Whoa, hey. Hey, it's been a day, huh?
Yes, it has most certainly been a day. You know, some days I think I am the last hard-working man in America. Well, present company accepted, of course, at least until I get that drink. You know what this country was built on, John? Speed. Speed and efficiency.
I hear you.
Assembly lines, agriculture, highways, all the way from the cotton gin to the latest Pentium chip, it all comes down to speed and efficiency. If you can't keep up with the pace, then step aside and let someone else move in. That's how competition works. It's evolution. Evolve or die. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, you ask somebody to work a little faster or a little harder, and it's as if you just ask them to murder somebody. Well, I've actually seen people ask others around them to work slower, keep from showing them up, keep the workload down. And what's the result? I have to carry the burden for everybody else. I have to work twice as hard as everyone else to keep it all steady. I don't know where the day goes some days. But today, it was over almost before I...
Here you go, Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah, thank you. Efficient as always. May as well line up the next one, because I don't think this one will even dent my mood before...
No can do. That's last call.
Last call? What are you doing? Closing early?
No, sir. 10 years I own this place, and we close same time every night. Come rain or shine, healthy or sick, 2 a.m. straight up.
But it's nowhere near.
Oh, check the clock.
Don't be... Well, that's impossible. What the hell?
Same as your watch, right? I check that clock every Tuesday. Got one of those atomic radio clocks in the back. Keeps time right to the thousandths of a second, eh? Don't want any cops to give me a hard time about serving drinks past two, you know?
I suppose, but...
You okay, Mr. Ferguson?
I'm not sure. I could have sworn it was...
Was what?
Nothing. Nothing. I should go.
Sure thing. See you tomorrow, Mr. Ferguson.
Did you give Mr. Ferguson that message? I know he's in a meeting, but it sounded important.
Yes, just now.
Good. Something wrong?
I'm not sure. When I went into the meeting to give him his message slip, he was just sitting there, listening to the department heads.
So?
It was the way he was listening. He was biting a nail, and he looked, I don't know, nervous, even scared.
I guess he didn't like what they were saying.
Well, that will put us 40 over previous budget. It's another case of the same problem we had before. That's what I've been saying all along. We have to get more involved in preliminary report, but that's the problem. There aren't any means of ascertaining the complexity of the situation. Would you agree, Mr. Ferguson?
Mr. Ferguson?
Yes. Well, I think we need to look into it further. I'll give you a decision as soon as I can.
Are you all right, Mr. Ferguson?
Yes, just resting my eyes for a moment. Thank you. You can all go now. I'll get... What? Where is everybody? Yes?
This is Sinclair of the Human Resources Department.
Look,
is here. Do you wish to speak?
Slow down.
Sinclair of the Human Resources Department is here. Do you wish to
look,
speak?
Never mind. I'm going out for a while. I have a doctor's appointment. I'll be back in time for the 2 o'clock meeting with the Andersons. Well, doctor?
Not yet. One last thing. Open wide. Okay, that'll do.
Well?
I'm sorry, but I can't see anything wrong. How long have you been having these blackouts?
They're not blackouts.
There's no other explanation for missing time except blackouts, sleep, and alien abductions. And I think we can rule that one right out. Have you been getting enough sleep lately?
Yes. At least, I think so, though mornings seem to come so quickly now.
Any unusual stress?
Nothing I can't handle.
I'll take that as a yes. When sufficiently exhausted, it's possible for a person to fall asleep and not even know it. So when you look up, it's suddenly an hour later. You're dreaming, you're still awake, or you doze off.
I'm not falling asleep.
All right. If you're certain, then that's that. Which, unfortunately, leaves blackouts.
It's not... Look. It's not just that. It's as if suddenly I can't make out what people are saying. It's like they're talking too fast. I can't keep up.
Well, the same medical factors that can cause blackouts can also lead to hearing disorders. A small tumor pressing on the nerve bundle leading to the brain...
Damn it, Doctor, my hearing is fine. It's not that I can't hear them. I hear them just fine, all right? It's just that they're talking too fast. Everyone's talking too fast. I'm not the problem, and my hearing sure as hell is not the problem.
So you're saying that other people, random strangers, co-workers, others, are spontaneously and simultaneously deciding to talk a mile a minute?
Yes! Sometimes.
I'm going to write you out a prescription for a gentle tranquilizer and give you a referral to a neurosurgeon. I've worked with him before. He can arrange for a CAT scan. Look for any kind of neurological problem we should be aware of.
I don't need a sedative.
Let me decide that for now. After all, I'm the doctor. It'll help you relax a bit. You definitely need to relax, Mr. Ferguson. Mr. Ferguson, is there something wrong? Have a nice day.
Dear God, how do I get across?
Hey, buddy, what were you walking? What are you nuts? Wait for the light!
I can't. This is insane. Taxi! Can you take me to...
Forget it, buddy. I haven't got all day.
God. Taxi? Hey, taxi! Uh, 818 Fifth Avenue.
Got it.
Good morning, Mr. Ferguson.
Good morning, Mr. Ferguson.
Good morning, Mr. Ferguson.
Good morning, Mr. Ferguson.
This is insane. I'm losing my mind. All right. I just need a minute to get myself together. Oh, damn it. Can you wait just... Look, this is...
Your 10 o'clock appointment is here, Mr. Ferguson.
Just a minute.
Your 11 o'clock appointment is here, Mr. Ferguson.
I want you to hold all calls.
12 o'clock appointment is here, Mr. Ferguson.
What?
I
can't understand you. I... Will you... Look, just slow down, dammit. I said slow down. Shut up. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. All right. I have had all of this I intend to take. Do you hear me? I have had... No!
Mr. Ferguson?
Something wrong, Jane?
I'm not sure. About an hour ago, Mr. Ferguson opened the door, looked out into the hall, then ran back inside again. No one's seen him since.
Well, have you tried the intercom?
He's not answering.
Mr. Ferguson?
I called down to tech support, and they think the intercom may not be working. I tried to open the door, but it's blocked on the other side.
Mr. Ferguson!
Maybe we should get someone from maintenance. I mean, he could be sick or something.
Here, let me give it a shot.
I think I saw it give. Try it again. You got it! Mr. Ferguson?
There. I think he's in his chair.
Mr. Ferguson? Are you all right?
Yeah. Go away.
You had us worried. Are you all right? At least turn around so we can see you. I said, are you...
Oh, my God. That can't be him.
It is.
He looks 100 years old.
Can you just slow down a little? I can't keep up anymore.
Dear God.
I can't. Can you make it slow down? Just slow it down just a little, please. I can't keep up anymore. I can't keep up, please, with the talking and the noise. I can't do it. I can't keep up anymore. I can't.
Mr. Gregory Ferguson, who squeezed in a lifetime between lunch and dinner. Cautionary tale on the questionable wisdom of burning candles at both ends, especially when they're not yours to burn. Because the ever-fast world of cruel and callous clocks has a way of biting the hand that feeds it. And it's the rare man indeed who can keep up with business in the City of Dreams. The Tolling of the Hour starred Campbell Scott as Gregory Ferguson, Anne Bobby as Liz Allworthy, Christopher Burns as Staffer Number 2 and Intercom, Todd Cummings as John the Bartender, Jane Gennaro as the Secretary, Merwin Goldsmith as Chester Allworthy, Dick Rodstein as the Doctor, Mather Zickel as Staffer Number 1, and Kevin Conway as the Narrator. The Tolling of the Hour was written by J. Michael Straczynski and produced and directed by Brian Smith, with sound design by John Colucci. Assistant director was Tony Daniel. Associate producer, Larissa James. J. Michael Straczynski's City of Dreams is a production of sci-fi.com's Seeing Ear Theater.